Gemara tells us for A, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah, Malchios kedei shetamlichuni alechem, Zichronos kedei shealez zichronchem lefanai l'tova, Ubameh b'shofar. Recite for me on Rosh Hashanah Malchios, so that you may proclaim me as king over you, Zichronos, so that your remembrance should arise before me for good, and with what? With the shofar. And indeed we know that the three parts of the Shemona Esrei, Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, consist of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, Psukim, that refer to God's kingship, God's remembrances, and the blowing of the shofar. And within each, there's a prologue, there's 10 Psukim, 3 from the Chumash, 3 from the Ksuvim, the writings, 3 from the Nevi'im, the final one from the Chumash, and then a final paragraph with the final bracha that summarizes the main themes. I'd like to take a look at Seder Zichronos, which we've looked at before. We're going to look at it from a totally different perspective in Mirtz Hashem today. Let's take a look at parts of the Zichronos that we're about to say in a few days. 1a. You remember the deeds done in the universe, and you recall all the creatures fashioned since the earliest time. Before all hidden things are revealed, and the multitudes of mysteries since the beginning of creation. For there is no forgetfulness before your throne of honor, right? There's ein shecha mifnei kiseik vodecha, and nothing is hidden from before your eyes. Remember all things ever done, and also each creature is not concealed from you. All is revealed, is known before you, Hashem our God, who keeps watch and sees the very end of all generations. And it then goes on to talk about, this day is the anniversary of the start of your handiwork, a remembrance of the first day, for it's a decree for Israel, a judgment day for the day of Yaakov. And then in 1b, it continues regarding countries, it is said, which for hunger, which for abundance, and for the remembrance of each creature comes before you, every individual's deeds and mission, the accomplishments of every activity, man's thoughts and schemes, and the motives behind man's deeds. Ashrei ish asher lo yishkachecha. Praise is the man who does not forget you, the human being who takes strength in you. And then it segues into the psukim. For remembrance of all your works comes before you. Moreover, you lovingly remembered Noach, and you recalled him with words of salvation and mercy. And then it quotes the pasuk, how Hashem remembered Noach and all the beasts. And then it continues the 2 more psukim, which have to do with the covenant, the bris between Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Avos. And then, skipping the ksuvim for now, we'll get back to it, in the Nevi'im, and through your prophets, the servants, your prophets, the following is written. So said Hashem, I remember for your sake the kindness of your youth, the love of your bridal days following Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. Remember your covenant in the days of your youth. And the final pasuk in the Nevi'im, HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim Im Yelet Shashuim, is Ephraim that my most precious child or delightful youngster, that whenever I speak of him, I remember him more and more. Therefore, my inner self yearns for him. I will surely take pity on him. These are the words of Hashem. Very, very beautiful ideas here. The question, the overarching question that we have on Zichronos, I'm going to be touching in on some of these themes that we just mentioned, hence we spent time on it, is that Chazal say the purpose of Zichronos 4b is that Hashem will remember us for the good. Well, hold on a second. Hashem doesn't forget. Kein shicha l'fnei kvodecha. If Hashem doesn't forget, then he can't possibly need to remember. So what is this whole concept of Zichronos all about? Thus, any mention of Hashem's memory must be a metaphor. What does it mean for Hashem to remember something? And further, as Rabbi Leff points out in source number 5, Zichronos is usually understood to be conveying that we want Hashem to remember our good remembrances and to judge us favorably. However, the literal translation of the Mishnah negates this understanding. She'alu zichronchem lefanai letova, that your remembrances arise before me for the good, and not your good remembrances rise before me. So what exactly is Hashem remembering? What exactly do we want Hashem to remember? What is Zichronos really all about? That's going to be our overarching question. Within this question, we have another question, and that is, when we take a look back in this Mishnah in 4a, recite before me on Rosh Hashanah, Malchios mean proclaim me as king over you. And Shofros is again, the onus is upon us. We blow the shofar. We're Mamlech Hashem. Zichronos doesn't seem to fit into that paradigm. It's almost like Hashem will remember us, but we're passive in all of this. Where is our role, considering that Rosh Hashanah, we're in shul all day, where we're just sitting passively and Hashem should remember us? If Malchios, making God king, and Shofros is an active part upon us, in what way is Zichronos an active part? Those are questions number one. Question number two, Ben Melech, in source number two, where Ben Melech talks about where is the source for Rosh Hashanah in the Chumash. The Pasuk tells us, Parshat Emor, Vaydemer Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber B'nai Israel, speak to Jewish children of Israel, Lemor, saying, V'chodesh HaShvi, on the seventh month, Be'echad L'chodesh, on the first of the month, Yiyel Lechem Shabbaton, it will be for you a day of rest, Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, it will be a day of Zichron Trua, the remembrances of the blowing of the shofar. It's a Mikra Kodesh, it's going to be a holy day. Likewise, in Parshas Pinchas, on the seventh month, on the first day, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, it will be a day of convocation of holiness. Do not do any work. Yom Trua Yelachem, it will be a day of blowing of the shofar. So if the focus of the Sukkim in the Chumash is that this is a day of blowing of the shofar, then why is it that the way we refer to Rosh Hashanah in our davening is, let's say, Yalu the Yavo, or at the end of our davening, Mikadesh Yisrael, Hashem who sanctifies Israel, the Yom, not the Yom Trua, the day of the shofar blowing, which would make sense because that's the way it's called in the Chumash, but the Yom HaZikaron, right? Yalu V'yavo, the Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, the day of remembrance. Why is the remembrance the focal point of the day when it really should be, as the Chumash calls it, Yom Trua? The focal point of the day should be the day of shofar blowing. Why is Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance, the way we refer to Rosh Hashanah in our davening? And our final question, in the Omosha, he quotes the Sefer D'Lios Yecheskel, Yesh Lisho, Harei Achotel Lo Yitretzei Lifnei Makom Elu B'tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the first 2 days of Yisrael's three tshuva. And the only way Hashem will be kind and good to us is if we do tshuva. How do we have any chance that Hashem remembers for the good by saying these psukim zichronos? I would expect psukim that talk about punishment, that Hashem remembers us and is going to punish us. That will be ma'orah me. That will awaken me to do tshuva. So why? What is this idea of Rosh Hashanah being a day of tshuva, A, when there's no mention of tshuva, and B, not even a chance of doing tshuva by having the remembrance section be somehow connected with the idea of punishment, and that should arouse me to do tshuva, and I don't find this. So what is Hashem exactly remembering? Hashem never forgets. What is our job in terms of Zichronos? Why is the day called Yom HaZikaron? And in what way is Rosh Hashanah a day of tshuva? A lot of questions, gevaldic answers. It's going to give us, Amir Tzah Hashem, a real focus, hopefully. Siyata D'Shmaya for Yantif. So my friends, let's get started. I want to take a look at this on two levels, Amir Tzah Hashem. Both levels were to start with Klapi Shmaya, the way Kivyochol, what it means that Hashem remembers, and then our response. And that's how we're going to look at both, it's almost like two sides of the coin, we're going to look at the two levels. So let's begin. We'll start with the Ben Melech. The Ben Melech talks about the Ramban. Why is this day called Zichron Trua? Yom Trua Yelachem, Yomar Shinaria B'Yom Hazeh, V'yel Lanu L'Zikaron Lifnei Hashem. By blowing the shofar, it's called Zichron Tshura. By blowing the shofar, we are remembered by Hashem. Similar to Utikatem Bechatzrotzot, when you blow the trumpets, Vayulachem Zikaron Lifnei Hashem Lifnei Elkechem, you'll be remembered by Hashem. So the remembrance is triggered by the blowing of the shofar. Now, we know Vihinenit by Aaron, source 7, B'divei HaRamban, very shoning, that the reason why we have a chovas hatrua, an obligation to blow the shofar, trua, is because this is a Yom Hadin, this is a day of judgment, and the remembrance is really another way, a.k.a. being judged by God. So we're talking about zichron trua, the trua, the shofar blowing, what does it mean to be remembered by God? It's another way of saying being judged by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that's very interesting, because if you take a look at the Chumash, continues the Ben Melech, there is no mention in the Chumash that today is called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. There's no mention of the fact that Hashem is judging us. All of this is concealed. All we have is this vague understanding that we blow the shofar and remember before Hashem. What's even more troubling is that there's no real explanation for Rosh Hashanah. Continuing in Source 7, if you take a look at all the other festivals, the Chumash gives us a reason, right? We sit in the sukkah, keep a sukkah to shafti b'nei Yisrael, because we sat in sukkah. Pesach, we have Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Even Shavuos doesn't have Maman Har Sinai. We do have the culmination of the Bikurim process, the culmination of the agricultural process. There is some reason that's brought. By Rosh Hashanah, we have absolutely nothing, just Zichron Trua. Why is it a Yantif? I don't know. There's no reason for it to be a Yantif. Because in all the others, Vamishutaf and the double squiggly in 7, B'chol ha-mo'adim shikdushatami mechamat ha-tova v'ma'ala she'ish la'am Yisrael behem et Hashem. In all the other cases, the yantif aspect is because Hashem has done us some tova, some favor in the past, and that is a catalyst to thank Hashem, and that Hashem continues to bench us at this particular time, year after year. And that's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Asmanim. This is the Kedusha. In the holy times, we have a convocation, the Moed, because Hashem has shown us, V'titein lanu Hashem lokenu v'ahava. Hashem has shown us some aspect of love. He's bestowed upon us some aspect of goodness that we celebrate it by having a yantif, thanking Hashem for the goodness and asking that that goodness should be perpetuated. So now we appreciate in Source 8, U'matan navo l'vayar me'ezetam nechshav yom roshanah li'yom moed l'Yisrael. So now I come to Rosh Hashanah and I ask myself, well, why is it a moed? What goodness did Hashem ever do specifically on this day that should make it a yantif? I can't do malacha. V'nei mashu yom hadin lifnei Hashem ladun tevel b'mishpat, harei b'zeh ein tova, sibali achesato ki yom miyuchad l'Yisrael, sharei kol bayi olam nidonim bo. And to say that it's a day of judgment, well, the whole world is being judged. That's not specific to us. What makes Rosh Hashanah a specific yantif for the Jewish people? So the answer is Ela nireh shekachi sidram shel darim. Divadai etzem yichudo shel hayom, uma shenitzrach bo zikaron yoter mishar hayamim, harei zeh mishum shu yom hadin. What makes this day special is a Yom Hadin, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu investigates each and every person. Now, that's very nice, but why is it a Yom Moed? Why is it a Yontif? Fakert, we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, because Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefano, right, we're all standing in the balance. This is not a yantif. It's not a day of saying Hallel. So the answer is, here goes. Ki ha-Torah ba-kan likboa, 9 in the arrow, et hayom l'mikra kodesh u-moed l'Yisrael, va-siba l'zehi, mishum ha-zikaron l'tova ho-la ayidei t'ruas ha-shofar. By blowing the shofar, we bring the positive aspects of remembrances for Klal Yisrael. And that's why it doesn't mention Yom Hadim, Sharein Zeh Sibalik V'yad Hayom HaMoed. That's why it wouldn't be a reason to make a Moed. Ki Etzem Heyo Rosh Hashanah Ein Hua Gorem Lasoto Moed. And the fact that it's the beginning of the year isn't worthy of making it a Moed. What makes it a Moed? But rather, Yom HaZikaron Shekein Kol Atzmo Shel HaMoed Hu Mishum HaZikaron L'tova Shebo. That's the idea of Zichron Trua, that when we blow the shofar, Hashem remembers us for the good. That's the reason we have a yantif. And that's why you see in our in the in the in the Kriyas HaTorah, we mention Hashem Pakad Sarah. We talk about how Hashem remembers us for the good. We talk about the Akedas Yitzchak at the binding of Isaac, and at the end of the binding, we focus in on Hashem made a promise that he will always be, keep Klal Yisrael alive. This is the Yontif. What's the Yontif for Rosh Hashanah? It's celebrating that Hashem looks at us, L'tova, for the good, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's focus is for the good. And that's why the end of the bracha, right, the beginning begins about it's a Yom HaDin. Everyone comes before Hashem, and Hashem remembers Noach, etc. But how does it end? V'chotmim, the end of 10, Zocher HaBrit, that Hashem remembers the covenant. V'lo Zechira Maisa Olam V'gida Maseim, it doesn't focus at the end, which is the clincher, how Hashem remembers our deeds in general, that the end bracha is, Shibayom Hazeh Hashem Zocher Otan L'tova. Hashem remembers the covenant that he has with the forefathers, and that covenant is a covenant of love. That covenant is a covenant that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always going to take care of his people. And therefore, because we have this special relationship with Hashem, the day is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance, because we're focusing in on the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise that he will always take care of us. And that the remembrances, when we say these psukim, what we are bringing out is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's remembering us for the good, and that he should bench us, move from the Kisei Adin to the Kisei Rachamim, the blowing of the shofar moves Hashem from the seat of judgment to the seat of kindness. The Zichron Trua, the Zach of the day, is not just blowing of the shofar, but the fact that we make a Moed is celebrating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us for the good, which is indeed what the Mishnah is saying, that your remembrance should arise before me for good purpose. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about, that our memories, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers us for the good. If that's the focus of the Yontif, that Hashem's remembering us for the good, and the promises that he's Zocher HaBrit, if you take a look at the Psukim in Zichronos, you'll see this idea of Brit, of covenant, is repeating itself almost in every single pasuk. It's over and over again. That's the overarching theme. Hashem made a covenant with the Jewish people, with the forefathers, and he is keeping this covenant. That's what we're celebrating at the beginning of the year, that Hashem's going to give us a new year based on this covenant. He's going to remember us for the good. That's kivyachol from Hashem's point of view. Now let's talk about it from our point of view. As we mentioned, if Malchios and Shofros were active, not passive, Zichronos is also active. In what way is this active? So let's see the flip side of Hashem remembering us for the good. Let's take a look at the Ol Moshe, source number 11. Omnam Perush Ha'inyan. De'ish Derechei Tshuva Shonim. There are many different ways of doing tshuva. There's tshuva through charata. I feel bad of what I've done. In the future, I'll be better. I remember my sins. And that's a tshuva, really, of all year. Ach yesh derech shel tshuva in the bold, ha-miyuchedet Rosh Hashanah. However, there is a special tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Shehi zechiras ha-ava shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu abriyotav bichlal val am Yisrael beprat. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is remembering Hashem's love for the entire world in general, and for the Jewish people specifically. And that is the focus of Zichronos. And that's the idea of Hashem remembering Noach and Hashem remembering the forefathers. But take a look, let's take a look at that last pasuk that we focused in on in the Nevi'im in particular. Haben Yakir Li Ephraim. Hashem refers to us as a beloved child. Right? Ki midei davribo. When I speak of him, may I hamulo. Right? My inners yearn for him. That whenever I speak of him, I remember more and more. Therefore, my inner self yearns for him. I would surely take pity on him. These are words that are conveying the tremendous love. Like you can't even imagine Kivyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu saying these words. That every time he speaks of Klal Yisrael, he just wants the Kivyachol to connect with them more and more. These are psukim that speak of tremendous love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And listen to the language in Source 12 of the Ol Moshe, Rav Scheinerman. Hayesh Leiv mitumtam shiuchal lishaer adish ve'atum achar itbonenu kol dehi bedvarim haniflaim ha'ele. Is there anyone who's so thick that they can't be open and be inspired by such words? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol is describing his great love for Klal Yisrael, Avato Atzuma, his great, inordinate amount of love. And the words here, like, we can't even imagine saying them. Halo bivadai kolev margish, for sure, any heart that feels. Yitorer ba'ava ubigaguim azim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be filled with tremendous amount of desire for Hashem. Hashem, who loves us so much, who cares for us so much, who desires us so much. When we say this pasuk of Aben Yakir Li Ephraim, we have to stop and think about what this means, and then we are inspired that love meets love. When I open myself up, kivyachol, to the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, the only response we can have is love meeting love, and then I am filled with a tremendous amount of love toward Hashem. Skulana Zichronos Richaliokam Bishvilenu. Zichronos isn't only Klap Hashem, it's for us as well. La Kitsenu Mitardbatenu, to wake us up from our sleep. Volimson Nitivo Bilvavenu Lidroshat Hashem Bimatsom, to inspire in us to come closer to Hashem. Ki achzuhi ikar kavanan amirat hazichronos. It's not just for Hashem to remember us for the good. Let me say psukim that Hashem, you remember the bridge, you remember the covenant. Keep that covenant in mind. Remember me for the good. That's so superficial. It's for me. For me to be tapped into the love that Hashem has for us, that I can respond love for love. Shiyazikaron lanu levakesh kirvas elokim, that I desire closeness to Hashem. And when I desire this, then that is going to inspire me to come closer to Hashem. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. It's not psukim of fire and brimstone. No! That's all year. The psukim of Rosh Hashanah is one theme, love. Ava klulotayich, the love that we had, where we inspired with that original love that we had in our DNA to follow after Hashem without question. That when we go through things in our lives that are so complicated and so intense, I'm able to bring that original love back and say, yes, Hashem, I'm connected. And that's why that tshuva b'shara seres yimei tshuva d'yom kippurim yitshuva mechatayim. All year round, it's tshuva from sins. 14. Aval b'rosh Hashanah tshuva hi. And Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva is what the Rambam says. V'zichru b'rachem v'abitu l'nafshal seichem. When the Rambam describes the Tekiah Shofar, to wake us up from the stupor of our lives, to remember Hashem, and to look inside of our souls, that's the power, Ubameba Shofar, that's the power of Rosh Hashanah, to look at really deep down how much we love Hashem. This is what we really want. Umishum kach noagim larbo bestuko maisim tovim. This is This is what the power of Rosh Hashanah is about. That I, when I realize how much I love Hashem, and I realize how much He's done for me, and I feel love for love, so then I want to straighten my ways. I want to come close to Him. This is the yearnings, the passion, the stirrings of the heart that Rosh Hashanah is all about. And I think it's best encapsulated in Bet, in a very interesting distinction the Saba of Kelm has. Tshuva Rosh Hashanah hi tshuva al hagavra. The tshuva Rosh Hashanah is a tshuva on the person, v'lo al ha'maisim, not on our deeds. Klomar, shedanim et hagavra, the asterisk in 14, the second asterisk in Bet. On Rosh Hashanah, the person is judged. Here's his judgment. Im hu karov l'tshuva olo. Are you in a place close to tshuva? Again, tshuva in this case is not, I did this wrong, I did that wrong. Tshuva is connection to Hashem. Hakarov l'tshuva zocheh l'chayim. And if you're close to tshuva, then that's the ticket for life. Ela kevan shadini ala gavra imu karov l'tshuva lo imu karov l'tshuva zocheh b'din v'im lav nichtav l'mita. That's what it means. Ein donim et adam elu fi meisav shalot oshav. The judge on Rosh Hashanah is, where are you holding? Are you holding with yearnings and passions when you hear the Tkiyat Shofar? When you read these Psukim and Zikronos, are you filled with, Hashem, I love you so much. I want to connect with you. I want to be better. I want to live a life that is aligned with your will. Is that what's going through your mind? Is that where it's at? Or is it, the Simis is burning on the oven. I have to figure out, when am I going to go back? Take it off. I shouldn't have put it on so early. This chazan's going on forever. Where is your mind? And this Rav Lubi speaks about in Alishur. The pasuk in the Luchun Aranina, we say in Kabbalat Shabbat, those Kapitul Tehillim, as Yeranenu Atzei Hayar, Lifnei Mi, Lifnei Hashem, Lama Kiva, because Hashem is coming. Kiba Rosh Hashanah, Kiba on Yom Kippurim, He's coming. Zehu Yom Adi in the bracket of 15. This, my friend, is the aspect of the Day of Judgment. Kivyocho Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba L'toch Libo B'nei Hadam. You know what Rosh Hashanah is about? It's as if Hashem Kivyocho is entering into us. He's visiting our hearts. Shezehu Me'en Gilu Ishchina B'lei. This is a revelation of godliness in our hearts. And that's really what Tekiyah Shofar is about. V'anu Zuchim L'kabel Oto. And our job is to receive Him, to be open, to want a connection. Ulai zeu etzem hadin. Perhaps this is what the judgment is about. Keitzan anu mekablim oto yitvarach. How do we welcome Hashem into ourselves? Ki v'itachen ki ba'ofen shanu mekablim oto yitvarach b'libeinu mekupeli naguto shel kol shana shavra. This is really perhaps a reflection of the whole past year. If I haven't been connected to Hashem all year, to suddenly invite Him into my house is going to be impossible. Have I? That's what Elul's about. Have I prepared myself to meet with Hashem, to meet with this intensity of feelings? Am I open? And obviously, as Rav Wolbus continues in Source 15, where he says, it's not just on Rosh Hashanah, it's the entire day of Rosh Hashanah, it's the entire, really our entire lives, but at least all of Rosh Hashanah, and the best possible, Aser Shevei Tshuva. That's why we say, HaMelech HaMishpat, not HaMelech HaShofet, not the king who's a judge. HaMelech HaMishpat, He is judgment. He is His being, His essence. Him appearing is the judgment itself, right? It's not that Hashem needs to judge. HaMelech HaMishpat, in the infinitive, the way Hashem appears, that is the judgment itself. Are we ready? Are we open? Do we want a relationship? B'matbea birkas hazirchoros, back to 16, Ashrei isha lo yishkachecha. That's what we should keep in mind when we say praise is the person who doesn't forget Hashem. Explains Rabbi Yerucham Imir, the Mashgiach, shekasher adam zocher et Hashem, when we remember Hashem, ze atzmo siba shekadosh baruch hu zochrehu, that alone is the reason that Hashem should remember us. And again, it's not just lip service. Remembering Hashem is what we're speaking about, the essence of this memory. It's to engender within us this feeling of love, this connection, of this desire to be close to Hashem. And as Rabbi Bernstein points out, when we speak of Hashem remembering us for the good, we refer to Him coming to bestow goodness upon us. That's the idea of remembering. We said it's a metaphor. So one way of understanding that is remembering means, it's a means of Hashem bestowing good on us. Something that for us would be preceded by an act of remembering. However, we should remind ourselves that Hashem is always ready to bestow good upon us, if we're only deserving of it. What determines, therefore, what will cause Hashem to, quote-unquote, remember us? The answer is to the extent which we remember Him and act in that way that is deserving of such blessing. This is the message, perhaps, of one of the psukim in Zichronos. It is a reminder that the key to success in this area of the day not lies not with reminding Hashem about us, but with reminding ourselves about Him. And that's one of the psukim which we didn't look at earlier in the Ksuvim, in Tehillim 17b. Zecher asa l'nifleotav. He has made a remembrance for his wonders. Hanun v'rachum Hashem, compassionate and merciful is Hashem. My friends, you read this pasuk. You don't read this pasuk. You live this pasuk. You don't live this pasuk. You experience. That's it. You experience this pasuk. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Hashem is all merciful. Hashem is all good. When we are able to emotionally tap into that goodness, remember Hashem loves us. Remember Hashem wants to do good for us. Where are you? When I can be able to feel that. Chanun, zecher asalim tzliosav. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Stop. Think about all the chanun v'rachum Hashem has blessed us with in our lives. Think about all the goodness Hashem gives us. And it, obviously, that is going to be an awakening for Hashem. You've done so much for me. All I want to do is connect with you. All I want to do is realign myself with you. That's tshuva. That's what Zichronos is all about. It's not passive. It is super active. It is all about me being able to tap into this relationship with Hashem. The Talmud Rebbe, Shlita, in Ori V'Yishi, takes this even one step deeper. And it's very, very profound. He quotes the Sasemis, who says the following: Imru lufanai zichrono she'elet zichronchem lufanai l'tova. 18 pages. Av ki belav hachi milo nifkad kayom hazeh. When Hashem remembers us, it's not always for the good. V'zecha kol yitzur lufanav ba. Right? If Hashem's going to remember everything, there's a lot I don't want Him to remember. Aval yidei she'bnei so mevakshim hazechira. But the fact that we ask for this remembrance, and as we spoke about, remembrance is another way of saying judgment, the godless of the Jew is, even though we know that when we ask Hashem to remember us, it's a sign that we want Hashem to judge us, and judging is intense, we nevertheless ask Hashem to do this. Why? Because we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this is what it takes to have a relationship with Him, so be it. Beer Amo Omet Varava Kadoshim. Next paragraph, he. Sha'afal P. Shame in Israel Suchim Luvakesh Leonis Karn Lufanak Barashma. We don't have to ask to be remembered by God. Shari Zecher Komet Masim Lufanefa. It's going to happen automatically. Ava Mikomakom. Nevertheless, Idea Mira Sazichrono Shabin Israel. When we're asking to be judged, we're saying these psukim, Nikarit Biyoter Godel Avatam Vachibatam Nikarev Elabore Baruch Hu. Hashem, I want you to remember me. Means I want you to have me in mind. Means I want a relationship with you. I want to be close to you. That we know that when we are being remembered, we are being remembered for everything. And it could be, God forbid, not such a good memorance. Nevertheless, in the bracket in 18, Umosrim Nafsham Alkach Lavor Lefanav Kivnei Marom. We initiate, we go, we stand in front of Hashem, we say the Psukim Zichrono, we say, Hashem, I want you to remember us. This is Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Mitoch Yishtokekut V'kisufim Lizkot Liokrovim Lefonav. Even if I'm going to have to pay for my life, God forbid, a person is saying, with this, whatever it takes for me to be close to you, I'm ready to do that. Malchios, I make you king. But it's not a king out there. Zichronos, I am ready to stand in front of you as my judge, as my king, because I will do anything to have this close relationship with you. Hence we find in the Pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Gimel, Vani Kirvas Elokim Lito, and for me, closeness to Elokim, God, is good. Elokim is Midas Adin, even if it entails the Midas Adin, the judgment Lito, it's good. Because what's so important and what's my focus is my closeness to you, Hashem. That's the depth of Zichronos. When I remember Hashem's love, and I remember, and I conjure up this feeling of all the goodness Hashem does, Zecher Asam Lefilotav, Chanu V'Rachum Hashem, I say, Hashem, I'm ready to be close to you. I want to be remembered by you. I'm ready to be judged by you at all costs. Because more important than my judgment, so to speak, is that I stand in front of you. More important than anything else is I have a relationship with you. And that, for me, Hashem, is what Zichronos is all about. And this is why, in 19, going back to our original question, we call the day Yom HaZikaron. Mekadesh in 19, Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron b'daika v'lo Yom Truah. And not the day of Truah, as it's called in the Torah. Lefi she'etzem haskara beit ha'tfilah ובקשוס התחנונים שבני ישראל מבקשים מתחננים זכרנו לחיים מלך חפץ בחיים הנה בכך הם מזכירים את הזכות המופלאה של עם בני ישראל קדושים that were ready to be moser nefesh for kirvas Hashem. What's Yom Truah is a day of blowing the shofar. That's nice, but it doesn't really show love. It doesn't show that I'm ready to do anything Hashem to be close to you. Yom HaZikaron does. The day of remembrance is this whole idea to be remembered in front of Hashem, even from Mesiras Nefesh. And he continues in Source 20, quoting from the Baal HaKedah of Yitzchak HaRama, that this is why the Pasuk, Ki Chok L'Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov, is brought in Zichronos when it really has to do with Shofros. This is a Chok. This is a thing we don't understand. Like, you take a look. You know, if a person is about to go into a major court case, lo aleinu, life and death, you don't start making briskets and tzimis and, you see, I have food on my head, yeah, and all these wonderful foods, right? You're fasting and you're tearing your hair out. You're definitely not going to go shopping and buy a beautiful dress for the occasion, like, hello. But that's what we do. You ever wonder, like, our preparation for Yontif is to find the nicest outfit and that we look old nice and our house is all ready and our food for, you know, 2 days of beautiful Yontif meals. How do we understand this? Ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. It's a chok. It doesn't make sense. And the chok is based on this idea. Hashem, I want to come close to you. That's the dressing up. That's the food. That's the connection. Ichlu mashvanim, shtei mamtokim, right? Ki chedvas Hashem hima uschem. The joy of Hashem. That relationship. That's what we're celebrating here. And whatever it takes, I'm ready to do. Because that is the quintessential desire of every Jew. And hence, my friends, in 22, we can begin to appreciate what we say in throughout our davening over and over again. Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. We say it after the Tekiyos and the Chazrat HaShatz. Hayom Yami Bamishpat Kol Yitzurei Olamim. Today is the day that we stand in judgment, all creatures. Im Kivanim, Im Kavadim. If like sons, if like servants. Im Kivanim Rachmenu Kirachem Avabanim. If we're like sons, have mercy on us. Im Kavanim, and if we're like servants. Einenu lecha tlios. Our eyes are dependent on you until you have mercy on us and bring out a good judgment. Ayom kados. Shineim anu b'vchinas banim azayanu smuchim b'tuchim arachmei avalabed. If we're like children, until we can rely on Hashem's kindness, then Hashem will have kindness. But if we are kavadim, azay bazesh anu maskirim et atzmenu amnu mitjarim machnisim atzmenu l'mishpan agadol v'nora. If we're like servants, we're putting ourselves in danger by being judged. Umikol makom anu mosrim nafshenu. Nevertheless, we're giving up of our souls kedei liskot lidkarev elav, double squiggling 22, to come close to Hashem. And here's the key line. Ve'einenu lecha tluyos, and our eyes to you are dependent. Because what we want more than anything else, it's a lecha, is to be close to you, is to be ritzoneinu liros emalkeinu, to see you, Hashem, to be close to you. And that desire in itself will be what will bring our judgment for the good. Okay, my friends, so we finished level number one with a little bit of time for level number two, Ritz Hashem. What is Rosh Hashanah about? That Hashem judges us. That this is the judgment of the whole world. It's the moed, the day of why it's a moed, is that Hashem remembers us for the good. Klal Yisrael, there's a bris, there's the covenant, and that it's a day that Hashem is going to continue. That Klal Yisrael will continue, and hopefully as many individuals as possible to do the will of Hashem, to be mamlech Hashem, to make Hashem king. Where are we in this process? So where are we in this process is crucial. When we read the psukim, we have to stop and really emotionally emotionally key ourselves into the feelings of love, the feelings of closeness. May I have a love. We have to have that yearning for Hashem, and that's the tshuva of the day. Where I come to Hashem not out of yiras ha'onesh, but out of love. Where I come to Hashem because I just want a relationship with Him, no matter what it's going to cost. Vani kirvat zelukim litov, even if it's zelukim, chok liyisrael, doesn't make sense. I want the relationship. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is not so much on our actions, that's Yom Kippur, it's on us. Are we open for this relationship or not? Kiva, kiva. Hashem is coming to us. He's entering into us. Do I stand there saying, Hashem, I want that relationship. I want to be close to you. I want it so desperately. And to the extent that we're able to open ourselves up, that is the remembrances that we need to have in order to be remembered for the good. Yom HaZikaron. The day of love, the day of the focus of what Rosh Hashanah is about. Let's take a look at the second way of looking at it. Again, we'll start Kivyochel with Hashem, and then our responsibility. Rabbi Lef, 23, Sefer Moadim. There are two understandings of forgetting. Either one forgets something in the passage of time that one once knew, or the concept expressed is the expression forget it, which implies discount it. It's not worth considering. When Hashem asked the angels if he should create man, they answered, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. What is mortal man that you should remember him? Well, he wasn't created yet, so it can't be that first understanding of remembrance. Rather, we're forced to understand this to mean, what is mortal man that you should consider him and bring him to mind, so create him? The zichronos is Hashem should consider our existence and our deeds as important, substantive, significant. That's what it means. She'ale zichronchem lefanai letova. Tov implies substantive, something that exists. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki lom chavto. When we talk about zichronos, we're asking that Hashem look at us as being meaningful, as having purpose. That's what it means that Hashem remembers us. He invests in us worth. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah itself reiterates this idea. God, as a word, takes two full days to consider what human beings are, spoke, wore, and thought in the past year. Would one waste a minute in considering and evaluating how his dog functioned in the past year? Of course not. It's only because man's action, speech, and entire behavior have universal and internal significance that Hashem puts the effort into judging us. The 10 verses that compose the Chronos reflect this idea. The fact that Hashem would destroy the world because of man's evil deeds implies that man's deeds are significant, and therefore Noach the Tzaddik is remembering. The remaining psukim all speak about Hashem's covenant and bond with the Avos of Bnei Israel. All this signifies how significant were the deeds that promoted this bond, how substantial and eternal the bond is, and how pivotal it is to God's relationship with creation, all emanating from the importance of man and his actions. So Zichronos is about how Hashem remembers us. Ma anosh ki tizkerenu, uben adam ki tifkedenu. This is about Hashem remembering us, that Hashem recognizes that we are important. So when we say Zichronos, it's focusing in on the reality of the importance of human beings in this world, albeit compared to God, we're like, you know, absolutely nothing. Hashem cares. He invests in us. Our actions are worth something. The relationship, the brit, is worth something. That kivyochel, from Hashem's point of view, remembering us is investing importance and meaning into the human being and into the relationship. What does it mean from our side? And clearly I'm focusing more on our side today because we're on our side. 25 Moshe. If I understand that Zichronos is about Hashem remembering my actions, right? All my actions come before Hashem, etc., then what that does for me is makes me recognize and reconsider how important I am. If Hashem's going to remember me, that means I'm worthy of remembering, that I am special. That a few people can make a bris with Hashem, that should raise up the level of who a human being is. And this is, again, the psukim Zechra Samlin Flosav, Chanun Brachum Hashem, that Hashem Yeshmikocham Lorir Tadam Shitay Nafshu Yikara Beinav, that Hashem cares about us. He wants to give us food. That means we're important to Him, that we have a relationship with Him. These are what the psukim are about. If Hashem is going to care about my food, if Hashem is going to care about my relationship, that means I am worthy to be cared about. That focuses in on the importance of who I am. Let's try to develop this a little bit more. Imulufanai Machios, you may read some Ravobi in 27, and Haros Derech is almost word for word these ideas. Hu inyan gilui machusoi barach. Imulufanai Machios is revelation of godliness in this world. What is Zichronos? So he says, are our actions something that is revealed or hidden? So the truth of the matter is, like, you know, do we remember what we said yesterday? Do you remember what we said a month ago? 3 months ago? Do you remember what we ate? What we did? No. And we have a very limited view of our actions, right? The Medrash speaks about, had Boaz known, it would be written about him. Had Reuven and Aaron known, it would be written about him. They would have acted differently. Even when we think, V'itachen ki'af ha'maisa she'chashvu l'tov be'achle, yiglu ba'shamayim she'yarachasi maisa. That even if something we thought was amazing in heaven, they said, you know what, it was limited. It could have been done better. V'hine in the arrow, ein amida zu lifnei amida nikreit. Zichronos kedavar mechutza la'adam. Really, zichronos is not something outside of us. It is the essence of who we are. Ki b'vaday ko od shehu mustar ma'asim lo rak shechaser birur v'gilui, ele chaser lo ba'atzmi yado. All the while that I don't remember who I am, I don't really have a sense of who I am. And that's why Zichronos 28 in the bracket, Einu devar chutz la'adam elo tzmuto. Zichronos, it's not something that Hashem remembers us and we're passive. No. Zichronos is really all about us. Ulefi kirvato shel adam zichronos nimdadim ma'asav. To the extent that I start thinking about who I am and what and in front of whom am I doing these things, that gives a sense of my worth. Who sowed Imru Lufanai Zichronos? This is what it means, Amira Zichronos. Amira Zichronos means that I have to live with Zichronos. V'avsha ein adam niyeh ayidei zeh gilui b'masav. Even though I may not remember everything that I've done, etzam ha'yachasura l'midah hazo m'shaneh et adam b'tachlit. The fact that I know that I am worthy of Hashem remembering everything that I do, and that Hashem does care about me, and He does remember, that in itself changes all my actions. Then you are living in a different reality. Suddenly when, you know, if it's like, oh, I don't really care. Nobody really cares what I do. No one really cares what I think. No one really cares what I wear. So no one really cares, so I don't really invest in it because no one really cares. However, if I understand that there is a being that cares, an ayin ro'av ozen shamay v'kol b'sefer nichtovim, that an eye sees, an ear hears, and everything's written down in the book, so then suddenly I realize that my actions and my thoughts and my speech, which I thought were just, you know, casual, somehow they have importance. The moment I understand that they have importance, I give them weight, which I didn't give beforehand. I suddenly live a life that's a different type of life. This life has value. This life has meaning. I have to weigh everything that I do, everything that I say. I can't have such a casual approach to what I'm doing. It is not just a revelation of godliness. It's a revelation of me. And this is the way the Ramami Pano explains. I've never seen this before. What does it mean that in Rosh Hashanah three books are opened up? Tzadikim, Benonim, and Rishayim, righteous, middle, and the wicked. What does it mean that Hashem opens up these books and writes down? It means that Hashem, using our language, Lahavdil, copy and paste. He takes all of our book of the last year, the entire book, everything we've done, seen, everything. And now he presses, right, Control A. He's he's highlighted everything. Control C, he's copied everything. Control V, where's he going to paste it? Because everything you've done is meaningful. This is who you are. Ki tavi chok zikaron li paket korua fa nefesh li zacher maisim rabim. Everything's in front of him. Milvad mashu yom shogilu machusoi parach, double underline in 29. It's not only the revelation of the kingship of Hashem on this day. Hine yom shogilu ha'adam u'ma'asav. It's a revelation of us. It's focusing on who we are, who we can be, who we should be. As the Mashkiach Amir says, Lefanecha niglu kol talumot, in front of you all that is hidden has been revealed. Kol ha'makim shel ma'asim, all the depths of what we've done are revealed before you. Continues Haras Derech 31. A person who says the psukim of Zichronos, and when he says that mamchish hu la'atzmo, he makes it very real. Shekol mashasa dibero chashav, everything that he's done, everything that he's spoken, everything. Hakol haya l'neged einav shel borei olam. When I begin in this introduction and I say that everything is in front of you, Hashem, and that all is revealed and known before you, Hashem, our God who keeps watch and sees the very end of all generations. When I have this imprinted in my mind, I suddenly stop and I suddenly realize, whoa! Hakarazu ikomas azat. It shakes to the core. It opens in front of us a new way of living. A new way of living in front of Hashem. And that realization that I need to be more careful to align my life with Hashem. That like cold water in our face. Everything's in front of Hashem. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. That will make us be remembered for the good. Where I suddenly can stand in front of Hashem and say, Hashem, I realize now that I am important to you, that you recognize everything, right? Ashrei Shalish Kachacha. Hashem, help me be a person who never forgets you. Help me be a person who remembers you in every action that we do. That's tshuva. That's asking to come closer to Hashem. That's living a life of closeness. And when I move myself into that mindset, it then leads me as Rav Aaron Cutler, that self says in 32, Kol ma'asav shel adam ufkudato, everything I've done and everything I should have done based on what Hashem has invested in me, v'chol ha'alilos, hasibos ha'minyot, emitzadei gaver, everything that has stopped me, Hashem remembers everything and puts it all together. And really, as his son points out, Maisa Isha Fukudoso Hainu Tafki Vitudoso Bachayim. Our judgment on Rosh Hashanah is, are we living up to what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has invested in us? Maisa Isha in the asterisks in 33, Rav Shraga Five Mendelovitz, very famous idea. The Maisa Ish is the things we've done. Ufkudato, that is based on what Hashem has envisioned me to do. Have I lived up to my potential or not? And as he continues in this footnote in 33, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you're Rosh Yeshiva or if you're something much different than that. Maisa Ishuf Kudoso, wherever you are at, are you trying to do the best you can? No one's perfect, but are you trying? Are you putting in your effort? Are you aligned toward that goal? Zichronos, from Hashem's point of view, is being able to focus in on, as Rabbi Left pointed out, to be able to be focused in that we are worthy, that Hashem remembers our covenant, Hashem remembers our deeds, we are worthy of being remembered. That has to then inspire us to realize that every single thing that we do is of value. Everything we do is important. Everything we do is in front of Hashem. It is not just a day of revelation of godliness. It's a revelation of us. That I'm important. That I matter. That I have to live a life that says I matter. I have to live a life that has the ability to live up to my potential. And when I strive for that, that's the tshuva of the day. That's the Yom HaZikaron. Again, in this Sefer of Rabbi Berkowitz, A New Approach to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I told you this is the book to get before Yantif. Bring it to Shul. Read it beforehand. Learn it. Live it. Read it all year. This is the Sefer. The words found in the Master that we use to describe Hashem's memory are Zocher and Poke. Zocher means Hashem remembers everything we've done. Poke refers to Hashem's action based on our memory. Hashem's providence in this world is commensurate with our behavior. In plain English, this means that Hashem's actions are based on our actions. Hashem acts with us according to the way we act. Accordingly, Zichronos is a description of the judgment process of Rosh Hashanah, namely that Hashem is recalling our actions. In other words, whether our actions live up to our potential or not. The judgment Zichronos includes all factors, our thought process, our intentions, and mitigating factors, such as our upbringing, the negative character traits that we're born with, and other external pressures. We are being judged for what we did, what we tried to do, and what we could have done. Every element and nuance of our actions is considered when determining our judgment. Accordingly, the judgment we face cannot simply be a mathematical equation, but rather only Hashem can determine how much effort we really applied, what we were up against. He looks beyond the actions and into the alilos mitzadei gofer, the person himself. That's the foundation of Zichronos. However, Zichronos is not merely an expression for Hashem's determination and judgment. It's also about coming to terms with our own accountability for our actions using these same factors. If we do our best to apply Hashem's scrutiny to ourselves, to the best of our ability, we can ask ourselves, what can I truly take credit for? What was not really a test for me? How could I have pushed myself harder? What achievements am I really standing with before Hashem or Rosh Hashanah? We have to hold ourselves accountable for our actions on the level that we're really at. Are we really happy to stand before Hashem with our kind deeds, knowing that deep down they were not done with the right intentions? If we're truly honest with ourselves, we might be in for some surprises. And that is why we can't rest on our laurels. We have to, yes, realize that Hashem takes everything into account. But let's be honest with ourselves. What were we really thinking? Zichronos is not only Hashem remembering us and that we have value, and He scrutinizes our actions in the entirety with all the factors involved. It's also bad for us to stand and scrutinize our actions and ask ourselves, are we really being the best we can be? And keep in mind, as we've spoken about many times in the past, I'll just make mention of it in 38, that the prologue begins, Siftei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander's Zatzal, that Hashem remembers from the beginning of creation, and it talks about till the end of time. Every action we do is part of a chain. Every action that either continues the world to its ultimate conclusion or not. Are we a continuation of the way Hashem envisions the world to be a place of godliness, of revelation, of Kvod Shemayim? Or are we detouring that image of God? Are we bringing the world closer to its completion, or are we not? These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. We have to realize that that remembrance isn't just like, oh, Hashem remembers you. Hashem remembers you, and you are part of a larger picture. It's not just you. You are holding up the whole world, either bringing it on a straight path or a crooked path, either bringing it forward or moving it backwards. We have meaning. We have to invest in that. Yom HaZikaron is focusing on, yes, man is worth remembering. The whole world is waiting for us. How we behave doesn't only impact us, it impacts the entire world. And therefore, in 39, as the Sfasemis says, Kine Iker Hatshuva Latakein Hashlichus Shnishtaleach Adam Lamazeh. You know what the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is about? It's the ultimate tshuva. Are we living up to our potential? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every person a certain amount of koach, a certain amount of strength, of insight, of abilities. Are we able to utilize them to the fullest? Tshuvat Hadam Sarich Liyot Al Shaloti Kein Shlichuto Shebishvilah Nishlach Lo Lolam Hazeh. The ultimate tshuva is, Hashem, you invested in me so much. You believe in me so much. You've given me so many brachos and so many tools, and I haven't even lived up to part of them. When I say the bracha of Zichronos and I realize how important we are, that inspires me to say, Hashem, I'm going to try to do my best to be who I can be. The Yom HaZikaron is in order to etch into my memory, kivyachol, this realization that I am here for a purpose. Hashem considers me important. I need to live up to that expectation. As the Pnina Yecheskel writes, that the final Beis Din Shamala after 120 years, our final major question is, did you become who Hashem envisioned you to become? And I'd like to end with Shinerin brings down, a Chacham Echad Amar, a wise person once said, if you don't know what you're supposed to get out of your life, you're not going to know what to do with the next 15 minutes, next quarter of an hour. Are we focused? Do we have a vision? That is what we have to walk into. Elul, preparation for Rosh Hashanah, be inspired by Rosh Hashanah during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, to be able to live up to the two parts of Zichronos that we spoke about. Part one, understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us out of love, that this is a Yom HaZikaron, it's a Moed, it's a Chok, it makes no sense. And we have to inspire ourselves to feel that love. May I hamulo. We have to have that yearning toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we feel that love, that's tshuva. The second level that Hashem feels that we're worthy, we're important. When I realize this importance, and I realize that Hashem gives value to each and every action that I do, that then inspires that I ask myself, am I living up to the way Hashem has envisioned for me? And it's a Yom HaZikaron, a day of remembrance, to ask myself, do I remember why I'm here in this world? Do I have a focus of my life that enables me to have a focus of the next 15 minutes? Wishing everybody a year of bracha, that Hashem should remember us for the good, that we should remember ourselves for the good in our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that all of us as individuals and a klal should be benched with gesund, parnasa, bracha, yeshuos, and nechamos.